What was going on?
They just say,
it's wonderful. If all I'm telling you, the Lord would just say, and for some reason or another, And sometimes, Brother Lord, I still don't understand it. For some reason or other, you won't get a hold of it. Me and Brother Orr might come down and preach the same thing. All of a sudden, a light bulb comes on or something. Well, Johnny, but I thought, I'm not going to tell y'all nothing that man ain't already done. And you know what you need to do? The Word of God said, give attendance.
Give attendance.
The reading, the talking, give attendance. If somebody's up here reading, somebody's preaching the Word of God.
I'm sitting there and we walk in about some sister told her one time that sometimes in church in their mind, they'll be maybe preachers going on. And in their mind, they'll be making bread. Maybe the brothers are gone fishing. I don't know. And you know what they're doing? They're missing those supplies when they get up that will cause them to be able to live in this enemy's country. Right. If you don't listen, you'll miss it. And I want to tell y'all, it's not the fellow I am. I don't believe in this stuff, but I didn't know no better. I don't believe that. I don't believe that, y'all. I've had the Holy Ghost almost 34 years, and y'all know how long it was before I got out of line and I received the Holy Ghost. Let's see if I can thank you. 15 hours.
Y'all thought I was counting years from me. But good job.
About
15 hours later, I opened my mouth when the door had been shut, my Lord. And you know what? I couldn't say I didn't know no better because there was something come down on me. That's wrong. But Johnny had come down all over me. And I know that's out of line. And the Spirit of God will teach you that you got out of line. I don't believe in this stuff. I don't believe in that. Yeah. Another thing I don't really believe in is I don't believe in mistakes. I don't know anybody who ever makes a mistake. I know what's supposed to be false. Y'all know what a mistake is? A mistake is something you didn't know better. False, something you didn't know better.
Everybody.
Boy, that's fine. Mr. Perry's my mother. Since 30 years plus, don't you? Did you know better? She didn't make no mistake, did she? But Kim's greedy, but I can ask him to be her plus to Sister Perry, and he doesn't know why. And he looked about like she did. We know. Y'all, we know. We know. I think the young sister received the Holy Ghost and she didn't know nothing about holiness. She didn't know nothing about holiness. But you know what the Word of God said? He said, I'll put my law in the heart. And in their mind will I write them. And Brother Orr, she went home. She didn't know nothing. I mean, she was just with them dreamers. She just, you know, come in and she didn't know nothing. She went home and she started to put her shorts on. And said, oh, yeah, this don't feel right. Something ain't right. And you know what? Then she took them back off so she could find out what was wrong, Brother Johnny. And it wasn't been back along that God told her what was wrong. It's been there for a while. She started to. The Spirit of God will teach you.
The Spirit of God will teach you.
So I'm going to tell you, you must let it teach you. And it will. Sometimes, y'all ever, I don't know if John's ever had anybody say this to him, but I have no idea. I've had people say, well, I know how far to go. I know how far to go. Yeah. I felt that one.
Somebody's got that pop somehow.
Heavy, Lord.
I'm telling you something. If your eyes get blinded, they're not going out for it. There ain't nobody ever went away from God. They got in a snare and then let me rephrase that so you can just understand. They intentionally sinned. They didn't start out to go away from God. They did not start out to go away from God. They know how far they can go. Now I need to read this, and then I'll talk to you. This is the first chapter of 2 Timothy. So y'all read the Bible, most y'all didn't know what you're going to do. I want to read the top and just going down the bottom while we're in the scripture. Let me just talk about the top a little bit. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained life, precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. He gives you everything that you need. If you kind of paraphrase it, if it took exactly one full tank of gas to get from here to Chattanooga, he wouldn't start to out with a half a tank. He gave me everything that I needed. Y'all know what? He gave me that desire. He gave me that desire. When I said, does anybody want to testify? I think I'd say it once. I don't know, Brother Johnny, where they carry on down here, you may not have it, but sometimes I can say, does anybody want to testify? I seem like I stand there 20 minutes, or it ain't, you know, it just seems that way. Probably 15 seconds, but it just seems that way. That desire was there. You know what else is there? I didn't spend my time watching the devil food. I didn't spend my time reading Sports Illustrated.
Heavy, Lord.
First month I had the focus, I read this series as many as four times a week. I didn't understand it. I didn't understand it, but I read it. And then when I'd go to church, somebody'd get up and preach, and I'd say, oh, yeah, I remember that. Instead of when he got up to preach, I wouldn't think about that bass.
Heavy, Lord.
Ain't nothing wrong with bass fishing tonight. I'm a hickory in the way I used to be. But I had everything I needed. I had the desire. I had the Holy Ghost. And Brother Johnny, he led me. As long as I listened. He led me. All things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. Y'all know why those promises were given to us? I don't want to be able to talk to you, but I'm going to listen. He tells you why. Whereby are given unto us, and you know what we think sometimes the promises are? Lord, I want this, I want that, I want this, I want that. I don't even know. You know what those promises were? Those promises were all go with you all the way. Even unto the end of the world. Those promises were I'll be with you in your sixth trouble, and in your seventh I'll not leave you. Those are the kind of promises he's talking about. He's not talking about the promises that I'll give you a new car or a new house. He might count on them. But he did say, I'll feed you. In my bowl, I don't even like turnip greens. Most people know I don't like turnip greens. But he might have given me turnip greens. And you know what I'd have to do? Be satisfied. I'm going to tell you what those promises are. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these, all what? Those promises. He said, he would lead us, he would guide us, he'd go with us. He said, grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, if you read this much, you already know what it says. I will read it to you. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature. Divine nature. Have escaped the corruption that is in the world through love. Divine nature. You know, my name's Billy Parker, and I got a nature about me. It ain't going to stop you. And y'all know what I have to do with that thing? My hero is Paul in the Bible. And he had to die to his nature, didn't he? And I believe I have to die to mine. Divine nature. What God like? Somebody said, we can't be God like that, dude. We better have a God like nature. Y'all believe we're supposed to be perfect? Always ready to hear, Brother Johnny.
That's right.
Y'all believe we're supposed to be perfect? It wouldn't take me long to hang out, would it? Y'all know what one of the testimonies that I hear a lot is? And I want y'all to just think about this a minute. The Word of God said, grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Well, in that, was y'all ever perfect? What about the last we stood among us here today? Was it? I was.
I played it for 15 miles.
I was for a while. Damn, that bell was still alive. I thought he died. He didn't die. Well, if he was perfect, I got a question for you. I hear this testimony a lot. People get up here and say, oh, I wish I could get back to what I used to be. Which way did you go?
Hey, everybody.
Looks to me like instead of going this way, he's going this way. Well, if you take these promises and you use them, you know what it causes? It causes to have that divine nature. Have y'all ever been in anybody's presence? Anybody ever come to your house and you go to somebody's house? Have you ever been in anybody's presence that you were glad in the world? Y'all have said this. I'm just unbearing. Y'all agree with me. They didn't have divine nature, did they? You know how I know that? Because I've been there as many as you have. And I didn't believe. I didn't believe what y'all did. And when I didn't believe, boy, I had the best sin. We need to have a divine nature. What is the divine nature? Let's see if the Word of God will tell us about this divine nature. Ready? And besides this, given all diligence. I guess y'all know about diligence means. And I'm sure you do. I just want to ask you a question. Since y'all know what diligence means, if somebody don't come to church, are they diligent? If they don't read the Bible, are they being diligent? And they're not going to be in the sick folks, so they're being diligent. Well, Jesse, if every once in a while they don't tell somebody about what they've received from God, are they being diligent?
Well, I'm just not going to that week.
No. They're not. You know what diligent is? Diligent is making every effort that you can to do something, whatever it might be, to do something. That's on application, by the way. Some fellas are very diligent about fishing. Buddy, I'm telling you what, they make every effort to make sure they got the right rod and reel and boat, they got the right fishing pole, they got the right lures. I mean, they make every effort. You know why? They don't catch any fish. Well, what? If I was to get that money on that guy, I'm going to get some of the things to do. But how about that promise? How about a promise of making you sick to death and go to the places? Would you like to receive that? Boy, be diligent about how you receive it, couldn't you? Then we can have the good. Giving all diligence, add to your faith. Remember what faith is. Faith is trusting in the Lord. Believe not to your own understanding. And a lot of times when I preach on the armor of God, I love to tell this stuff. Because I got this book at the house. You know, when you read about putting on the armor of God, it gets all the way down there and says, above all, taking the shield of faith. Wherewith? The shield of faith. Wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And I didn't know this. I missed this somehow. But here a while back, the Bible back says what I'm fixing to say. I got this book. It's got these pictures of all these shields. And they had little shields, they went right here on the arm, and just kind of just about that bigger arm. Then they had big ones, and they had some pretty good-sized shields that they'd hold the arm like that. And then they had that one, y'all. Was only I like that thing. The other one, look, it was this high, and it went all the way to the floor, and it went around like this. Got one little hole right here where you can look at the shield. And you can throw around the side. But that's the one I mean. If I'm going to get out of time, they're going to throw something at me. That's the one I want. And you know what the Word of God preaches? It says, it didn't encompass us with a shield. It didn't encompass us with a shield. But if we're thinking out of the right place, it didn't encompass us with a shield. And it won't matter what they ever say. It won't matter what they ever say. It won't matter what he throws at us. We can overcome, and we can win the battle. Add to your faith. Virtue. Now, I hear lots of folks talk about virtue. And I ain't going to disagree with them because lots of folks say that's the power of God. I tell them, the power of God is a result of virtue. Virtue is not the power of God, it's the result. You know what virtue is? Virtue is living. That's what it is. If I say I've got a virtuous woman there, what kind of woman have you got? I got a good one. I got a clean one. I got a pure one. So, Jesse, I've got one that walks and lives like she's supposed to. And I have got a virtuous woman. Add to your faith. Likewise, Nick. Likewise, Nick. And you will not have power of God. And to virtue, knowledge. I'm sure you've done such a lot. Now, do this. But let's talk about the Word of God. That's how it can go.
Heaven, Lord.
So, Lord, when I get done every Friday night, you can do it on you.
Heaven, Lord.
Knowledge. How?
You found that in the Word of God. That is from the book. It's first pure, it's inexpensive, it's gentle, easy to be treated without partiality, without compromise. You know that knowledge you get from God that tells you how strong and good and Christian you are. What kind of knowledge have you been given? Knowledge? And the knowledge? Temperance? Temperance is so easy to explain. A lot of folks just know the United States to be talking to us, but you know what? It's just self-control. It's just self-control. You just control yourself. That's not temperance. I thought I read this little thing. So this fellow was walking down the street, had this baby in the baby carriage, you know, he thought his hands were pretty good, but they know it. And this baby just had a fit, and he had stopped it. And the knowledge, temperance is so easy to explain. A lot of folks just know the United States to find Christ, but you know what? It's just self-control. It's just self-control. You just control yourself. That's not temperance. I thought I read this little thing. So this fellow was walking down the street, had this baby in the baby carriage, you know, he thought his hands were pretty good, but they know it. And this baby just had a fit, and he had stopped it, and the baby was just carrying on. And he was down there trying, and he said, easy, Alex. Easy, Alex. Easy, Alex. This lady, she walked up, she said, please down the carriage. Well, I just said, please, she'll be coming up and I'm not with you. So that's John. Self-control, you know. You got to control yourself.
Hey,
you know, that's funny. Self-control. Somebody said, I lose my temper. I said, I wish you would. I really wish some folks would. I had one person remember one time about getting angry. I said, I can't help it, it's just my way. And I said, well, I don't believe it. You died over there. I thought you did. Self-control. One of my favorite preachers, Brother Ian Barron, he used to say, I just don't understand why you get good and aggravated at the same time. That's what I mean. I don't need self-control. Temperance and the temperance. Patience. Oh, dear. I preached some pages one night. I had a brother sitting there on the front page and he did a real good thing. He said, I don't want no more than pages. I had all I'm taking. Tell me why he said that. You don't know how to keep pages? You need some pages. Well, she heard it. And she said, I thought, well, I have always been, you know, pretty passionate person. So maybe it was hard. Maybe it's just my natural way to be passionate. I'm sorry, I was not able to do it for the rest of the next 3 weeks. She was not, it was not her natural inclination to be passionate. And it proved out big time. Yes, it is. Y'all know how you can have faith? We don't find it on the menu. Now we don't find it. I looked in the dictionary and it said godliness was having God-like attitudes. That means having that kind of attitude. Now you talk about reckoning the Lord to talk to somebody like maybe you talk to your husband or you just tell the talk to God not pleasure. And the godliness loving kindness. Y'all know homeless folks don't hold good. Oh, she says she don't think they're supposed to. Oh, okay. y'all go along with that, won't you? I heard about somebody one time told somebody, I said, sorry, come to him and ask for forgiveness. Well, I'll forgive you, but I ain't gonna forget it. I don't know that family just right. I got this sister at home. They're probably down here, this big sister, Ann Harris. And Bud Basin is a very quiet, gentleman. And she said, she had a room out of state. And she said, as long as everybody's going good, she done fine. They didn't have to go to said, but when he get out of line, she said, I can remember everything you know. And said, and I tell him, didn't I? Right. I preached on the wives in the old night of the church and said, come up to the church and stuff. And he said, right before we come to church, I set my head down and I'm killing him up. Anyway, I got none of that, Matt. You know what? It's amazing what you find out.
Yeah. Heaven, Lord.
Brotherly kindness. Y'all know what sometimes men do? This is, y'all, and you men know this is true. And you switch it. Yeah. You know, sometimes men work, you know, and let me have like, I got an office. And everybody calls, they're just kind to them, and they're so gentle, and they're just, and their wives come and say, what do you want? Don't you know I'm busy? Yeah. I'm going to not much. You want to tell me, no, let me just tell you about this thing. And she said that Brother Baker would do real good until she started praying for him to get the Holy Ghost. And she started praying for him to stay with the Holy Ghost.
things didn't go good. So she quit playing. She liked it better when he was nice, you know? But you know what she had to do, little woman? She had to pray for him to see the Lord with her. She had to quit the fussing with him. She had to quit that. And guess what happened? He received it and brought the body to see it. When you sow seeds, you will get results. Either way. A good seed or bad seed, you're going to get results. What you sow, you will reap, whatever it is. And I don't think you said you could do anything. You know, you don't. You don't. You don't. You don't. I'm on the women's side. I don't have a long time to get started. Brotherly kindness. Paul said this on the 4th chapter of Ephesians. He said, be kind one to another. Tender hearted. Forgive one another if you do not forgive Jesus Christ also. It is God also in Christ. Brother Henry just preached to us, but John L. Moore, John L. Howe, he preached to us about charity. He always preached this way. He would say, charity begins at home. And he said, if you got it at home, it'll show up when you get to the church. But if you ain't got it at home, it'll show up when you get to the church. Charity begins at home. And y'all know, if you want to boil charity down to just a few little words, I think you have more, but I'm just a few little words. You want to love it, you have to do it. That's covered, charity. You want to love it, you have to do it. And I just can't do it all. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be banned nor unfit in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off and hath forgotten that he was cursed and was overthrown. Well, the Lord showed me something about that a year or two ago. I never called. Do y'all know what those words said? That he was blind and could not see afar off. Y'all know what happens when people go away from God? All they see is right here. They can't see all right. They can't see. They can't see the end of what's going on. All they see is just right here. Yeah. You know, those days you heard people say, man, he's blind and fat. He can see this and this. You know? And that's what they're talking about. But he can't see the end of what's going on. And y'all know, children of God, that all the seeds that you sow every day, because I said all those years back then, and they'll have good seeds if they get good seeds. They will. Sometimes you think, that's like this grand parent of Brother David. I mean, you know, she thought she was a good friend, so things weren't going right. No, if you keep praying, keep bearing that, you're going to get good seeds. They'll know the right kind of seed after a while. Sometimes, you can get to it, you can't see it, but right here. Y'all know the devil, but the devil won't show anything bad to anybody if I didn't know what he's doing. But they'll show me anything bad. And in my mind, one time I was preaching, and the Word of God talked about Jesus was at a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and you know, towards the end of that wedding, Brother Johnny, they ran out of wine, and he made wine. And I was preaching one night, and I saw something. I saw two faces. I'm going to show you this, you know? And I don't know, the Lord knows how I'm preaching at this moment. If you're struggling, I got good news for you. God's trying to get you. God's trying to get you. When I was preaching, I saw two tables up in the altar. And this table over here had all kinds of goodies on it. I mean, it was just all kinds of goodies on it. And down in it had a cooking rod. And over here on this table, but it was corn, it was different, and it was live, because it wasn't like food, it was live. And over here, we're showing all these things, and anybody still think of things that I found, really? There is pleasure in it, but it's just for a season. And I've seen all this stuff here on this table, and over here on this side, I saw God, and I saw things that didn't go right, and both on it, and but down at the end of it, down there, I could see some stuff. And at the end of it, it was joy. And it was joy, really, down there. This one over here had all this, what you look at naturally speaking, and say, good thing, look like, but it had the table for it, the curtain for it, down there. And I saw a person standing at the end like this, and looking at this one, and they weren't looking at that, they were looking at this. They weren't looking out there, and just looking at the ceiling. And then they looked at that, and looked over here. They looked here, and looked over here, and after a while, they looked and they took off the table. And when they did, they threw it away. There was nothing to discuss. As two tables spread out, Jesus said, in the world, you're not tribulation, sensual. You know, that song comes from the mind that I'm not found in it. And people give it away, they act like it, that they would want something else. But he said, I'll go with you all the way. And that just like I told you, what I said, he said, but be a good teacher, for I have overcome the world. Now, I want to go back, and I'll try not to take too long, but this is something to do, and I want to go back and talk about a man that was in the church. The Lord let me see a vision. And y'all know there was a man one time that was from his mother's womb. He was consecrated, he was set apart, he was a Nazarite from his mother's womb. And then he ran his family. And Samson grew up, and you know what? No matter what grew up, he could just shake his head, and the power of God was there, and they couldn't, nothing overcome that man. Nothing could overcome that man. But when he had so much strength and power, you know why? Because he was consecrated. He was set aside. So one day, he opened up. And what was wrong with looking at that woman was that she was a Philistine. And he was supposed to have her. And he knew he was supposed to have her. But he shouldn't have that woman. But he didn't have part of that. And he got that woman. Married her. And if you read that fashion, you know that she betrayed him, but all went on down the road, and in fact, looked like she was a nurse, and not still a nurse. You know what happened? He looked again for a woman. There was another story. And her name was Claire. And he started going to see her. And the Philistines come here and they said, we want this man. Y'all know I don't know how the bread is there, and I've often thought we've got to have it better. And sometimes when they get together and say, you want to that's what it is. But they come here and they say, we want you. To find out where his strength lies, what his secret is, that we give you all this coming of the spirit. But she went to it. And she said, Samson said, what do you mean to she hadn't kept me up. And he said, oh, he said, ah, just buy me 17 years. He said, I'll be like 20 minutes. But she did. She got him all bound up with a 7-ring whip. And she the Samson said, the Philistines be upon it. He just jumped up and popped an arm and robbed the devil. Y'all know what I'm saying about Samson. If you get out of line, You come back to this church now, and this church, God loves you so much, that pray that God lets you fill this town that don't mean you for that word.
Right.
It means you better quit it for me. But I come back. She said, thank you. You tell me the truth. But tell me where you spent life. She said, all of it. Just so you said if you wrote 20 and then been occupied, and I ain't been, and I'll be out with you. And she just completely wouldn't go there. And see, he knows how far to go, didn't he? He knows that wasn't going to do it. He knew what was going to do it. But he also knows you were not doing that stuff. She said, casting the flesh is there for him. He jumped up and snapped the rope just like before. No problem. Well, she come back again. And she said, thank you. She said, you must have tell me where your strength was. And y'all watch now this go. Tell me where your strength was. He said, well, then, if you put these locks, nobody goes on the coast to run from you. If you put these rocks up in a well, and I don't know what it was, maybe I had it, I don't know what it was, up in a well, because then I'll be like other men. And you want him to keep doing it? Let's keep going. We'll close.
Yeah.
We'll close. We'll close with that. And she pulled up. The example of flesh is there for me. He jumped up, and he was the same as the other kind of dude. I got the truth. And the word of God said, she fixed his throat from day to day. And I want y'all to listen to me. Brothers, sisters, brothers, when you get out of line, if you get out of line several times, the devil will begin to fix your throat. He'll say, you've done this. And you can't say I didn't. You'll say, you done this, and you can't say I didn't. And after a while, he'll say, go on and quit, and you'll quit. But if you felt the Spirit of God, stop and hold on. Start that every prayer. Stop that every prayer. I didn't even know this story the other night. It's a very good friend now. I didn't even know it was him. But I've told him a lot of times. There's a brother that got him snagged, and he kept getting, he might bottom down in that thing, brother. Or when he got the bad, that he said that the adversary said, you might as well just go and quit. You ain't got the Holy Ghost no way. Just quit. Just back me, you know. And he said, I got down to it. I said, oh, God. I don't even know, but I still got the Holy Ghost. He said, but I ain't gonna quit. He said, I won't go to church every time they open the doors. He said, I'm gonna testify when they say testify. And say, when I come down to the end, so I'm just gonna throw myself in the person. I said, oh, I said, that's not a woman. He said, I said, that devil looked like the roof went off. And that's a long time ago, and he still got the Holy Ghost. And I didn't know who he was the other day. I was sitting there in the church, and he came up with a man and said, you know that to me, brother. And I had to get out there. And I got confidence. I don't mean it a little bit. I got confidence here. You know why? Because he saw where he was at, and he said, I'm going to get there. And he did that. He did that. Let me finish. If I was going to go back and read this thing, I think this will start out. First thing to stop doing, you know, it said first thing to stop doing is start living different than you know you live. And start doing things that don't change what they do. And so that very first thing. Then the next thing he said is knowledge. You know what? They start getting knowledge. One time, I went to somebody's house and they said, how do you do you feel about stone cut? About something? And I said, well, let me get this out. It's on the red egg. An old mouth. And the red. Now it's bad, but it doesn't get to it. And I said, and it was in the dust and out of the tree. It's a strange place to come so proud. I'm going to have to hold it.
Everybody.
The shame-faced Jesus and sobriety, not in the old place. That was the truth. And I believe it. And she said, well, I don't believe it. I don't feel bad about what I do. Who'd she just make my life?
Everybody.
Knowledge. They start doing the things a little bit, get the knowledge that they know better than Brother Johnny knows. They get off, Brother Johnny Christie goes in now and say, what do you think about what Brother Johnny Christie? And if you agreed with it, they won't say nothing. They go find somebody else and say, what do you think about it? Well, as soon as they can find somebody, I say, well, I don't know them. You know, I didn't leave. I don't think they're out. Knowledge, temperance, and they keep adding this thing. That just a little bit of love control, more self-control and all. Patience. You watch. They start doing what they want to do. They start getting more knowledge of the preachers of God. They start where they can't control themselves or temper or what or anything else. You watch the patience with God. Patience, godliness. Don't even look like the deal. Godliness, brother, kindness, and you can just feel it. Now I'll tell you what the Lord showed me during my life. I was down playing with that.
Saw
a sense. And, hey, Lord. I believe this is where it goes with us. I saw a sense. And he had done told about the green whiz, about the new ropes, about putting his hair up in a whiz. And she had him in this room. And he was in the floor on his knees. And she was talking. She was stroking me. And she said, Samson, you don't love me. She said, yes, I do. She said, no, you don't love me. If you love me, you tell me. She just kept stroking me. She kept texting me. And after a while, she looked up at me and said, well, he said, I'm doing a master plan. I said, well, it's about like that. You know, I'm doing a master plan. He said, yeah. I'm doing a master right from the birth. This is the razor. He said, if you cut these locks off, he said, I'll be left covered in. And I could see her eyes. She knew she had it. She knew she did. And she went home and said, she said, he's holding his heart. He went back in there and got him, and she had him on his knees again. She was taking him, stroking him, and he let his hair over in the back. She just kept picking me. After a while, he went off to sleep. And I could see his hair, and he had seven locks, yes, three on this side, three on this side, and that one's very big and that one was tied in a knot. He cut it down. And she got him sleep. She got on my lips and she went in. They come out and had him put over there and that son of a bitch come in. She pulled it up and said, thank you. So, at least there,
Brother Tyler used to get up and he talked about 70.